How is Sati? Good evening. 晚上好.
晚上好, Guru Day. 敬拜你.
敬拜你. Guru Manizaima? Oh, 今天 Subhudi, yeah?
对, 今天 Subhudi Loya Prabhu.
So we can begin?
Yes, we can begin.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nasta Praeshu Vavadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishti Krishna Swadamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibisaha Kalo Nishta Dushamisha Purana Todrano Juta. Our reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, and we're up to chapter number 15. We're hearing about the descendants of King Priyavrata.
我们学习的是圣典伯加瓦坛第五篇十五章, 标题是 Priyavrata 王后裔的荣耀。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Sarasati Devi Vauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So Maharaj, King Priyavrata is one of the two sons of Swayambhuva Manu and his wife Satarupa.
Priyavrata 王有两个儿子, 一个是 Svayambhuva Manu, 还有一个是
Satarupa.
Satarupa.
His wife, Satarupa.
So we were hearing about some of the different kings, and we were hearing about one great king called King Gaya, and how King Gaya was like a Mahapurush.
我们听的他们传下来的孩子中有一个伟大的国王叫伽亚王，这个伽亚王被称为 Mahapurush.
And King Gaya was he had all transcendental knowledge.
伽亚国王有所有的超然的灵性的知识。
And he gave good protection to all of the citizens.
他给予他的臣民以很好的保护。
He would even give gifts to the citizens to keep them happy.
而且他还给这些臣民老百姓们以礼物，为了让他们开心。
And he was a householder who followed all the rules and regulations of householder life.
他虽然是一个家居生活、居士生活，但是他遵循居士生活中的规范原则。
Right? Householders are meant to perform sacrifice, are meant to do yagya. It's a duty of householder life.
居士生活的职责是需要做yagya、做祭祀，这是居士生活的职责。
So in the Kali Yuga, what is the proper yagya? Kali Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. The Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan.
卡利年代的这个祭祀是什么呢? 卡利年代的 Yoga Dharma 是 Harinam Sankirtan, 齐颂圣名的运动。
So householders are meant to perform Sankirtan in their home. That's a real yagya, and that will keep the home always peaceful and prosperous.
作为居士，在卡利年代的所做的祭祀，应该经常的举行唱诵。做这个仪式，做这个唱诵，可以让这个家里总是保持着平和和快乐。
When the husband and wife cooperate together and do sankirtan, they won't argue with each other. They'll live together peacefully.
当妻子和丈夫能够一起合作做 sankirtan 齐颂圣名的运动的时候，他们不会相互的争吵，反而会很和平的在一起生活。
And when they live together peacefully, they get the blessings of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi.
如果他们能够很平和的生活的话，他们能够得到幸运女神的庇护和祝福。
So King Gaya was an ideal householder.
Gaya 国王是一个理想的居士生活的典范。
And he was a devotee also.And he was always respectful to other devotees.
作为一个奉献者，他总是准备随时向其他的奉献者表达尊敬。
This is an important part of Vaishnava etiquette.
这对于一个 Vaishnava 来说是一个非常好的态度。
When we meet another devotee, we want to be pleased and happy and welcome them.
当我们见到一个其他的奉献者的时候，我们应该想着是取悦、荣耀他们。
Welcome them into our home. Welcome them into our midst.
欢迎他们来到我们的家里面，欢迎他们来我们家做客。
So King Gaya was also, he was not in the bodily conception of life.
嘎亚国王他完全不在这种躯体化的概念之中生活。
He had realized the Brahman, so he was always happy.
他觉悟到梵，所以他总是快乐。
He didn't lament about anything.
他没有为任何的物质而感到悲伤。
And although he's a king and he's ruling a huge kingdom, he was not proud.
虽然他管理着一整个国王，但是他并不骄傲。
And he wasn't even anxious to rule the kingdom.
他甚至对于管理这个国王根本没有焦虑的心态。
We can just imagine how difficult it is to have these kind of qualities.
我们可以想象他拥有这些品质是多么不容易的一件事。
So easily we become proud. We have some insignificant success in material life, and we become proud.
因为对一个人来说，骄傲太容易了。我们只要在物质上获得哪怕一点点的成就，我们就会变得骄傲。
If we have even one yuan, we think I'm a very great person. I'm very proud. I have this is my money.
即便我们有一块钱，我们有时候也会骄傲，我会觉得这个钱就是我的钱。
So Maharaj Gaya, he wasn't like that. He was very humble. He was happy in every situation. He wasn't attached.
Gaya 国王不像我们刚刚提到的骄傲，他是一个非常谦卑的人，他非常的不依附。
And although he's the ruler,He's not attached to being the ruler.
虽然他是一个统治者，但他并不依附于这个统治的地位。
This is how we should practice yoga as described in Bhagavad Gita.
这也是我们要学习的这一个瑜伽，这个瑜伽也在《薄伽梵歌》中所描述了。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita.So it said, "Karmani eva dikariste mapaleshu kajatana na karma palahiturbur mate sangosva karmani." Krishna is telling Arjuna, "You have a right to perform your prescribed duty."
Krishna 告诉 Arjuna, 你有权利去履行你的职责。
But you're not entitled to enjoy the results of your activity.
但是你没有权利去享受这个活动的结果。
Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results.
千万不要认为自己是一切活动的原因。
And never be attached to not doing your duty.
也不要不依附于不履行职责。
So, we do what we're supposed to do, and with detachment.
做我们应该做的，然后保持不依附的心态。
That is karma yoga.
这就是 karma yoga, 活动瑜伽。
And great kings like Maharaj Janaka, they did their duty like that.
有一些伟大的国王，比如说像加那卡国王，也是那样做的。
Lord Krishna also as a king performed his duty with detachment.
Lord Krishna 也是一个国王，他从事他的职责的时候也保持不依附。
So the king is a representative of God.
国王其实代表的是神。
But in Kali Yuga, we're not aware of these kind of things.
但是在卡利年代，我们没有意识到这一点。
So in the Vedas it says that God is worshipped. Just like we worship God, we worship the king because he's a representative of God.
就像伟达经里面所说的，我们崇拜神，同样我们也崇拜国王，因为国王是神的代表。
And the king, he has a duty to protect the citizens.They should never be hungry. They should never be without food.
国王的职责是保护他的臣民，他应该永远不要永远不要饥渴，也永远不要因没有食物而感到担忧。
And they should always know that they're being protected, that they're not in fear of being killed or being robbed or exploited by dacoits.
他的这些臣民应该永远不要因为被想到会被抢劫或者被杀害或者因为没有食物而感到担忧。
So the king would supply everything for the benefit of the taxpayers.
国王应该提供所有的这一切，由于他征收了这个税。
Yeah, he's giving them a lot of benefits, so the people were happy to pay the taxes.
因为这个国王他给予了臣民非常多的快乐，所以臣民非常开心的给予缴纳他们的缴纳税收。
And if the kings do, if the citizens are engaged in sinful activities, the king becomes responsible when he has to take part of the karma.
如果他的臣民也做一些罪恶活动的话，国王也会为臣民所做的这些罪恶活动而承担他们的业报。
When they kill the cows, then the rulers have to take karma for that.
如果他们杀害乳牛的话，这个国王也会承担这些杀害乳牛的人的业报。
But,And the Kali Yuga kings are also affected by Kali Yuga.
在卡利年代，国王也受影响。
So they're not very good kings.
因此没有很多好的国王。
So then it said also about Maharaj Gaya that the learned scholars who.Wrote the Puranas and sang, they would always glorify Maharaj Purana, Maharaj Gaya. They would always praise the King Gaya. The people who wrote the Puranas would praise the qualities of Maharaj Gaya.
那些精通 Purana 的历史的博学的学者也会经常的荣耀和赞美 Gaya 国王。
So these.References to the kings in the past, these are good instruction for people at the present.
Sorry, Gurudev.
People, this history about the kings in the past it's very helpful for the kings today to know about what happened in the past.
所以关于这些国王的历史是一个很好的证明和帮助，以让我们了解先前的这些国王的很好的这些品质。
So in the past, there were great kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira and King Prithu and this King Gaya.
在先前的国王有很多很伟大的国王，比如说 Maharaj Prithu, Maharaj Yudhisthira 以及我们讲到的这个 Gaya 国王。
King Rama also.
主 Rama Chandra 也是一个伟大的国王。
So they would always make sure that the citizens are happy.
他们总是能保证他们的臣民非常的快乐。
It is said in the time of Lord Rama, in the time of Lord Rama, if there was anybody had any complaint, they could come to Lord Rama and tell the complaint.
据说在 Rama 统治的那个年代，任何的臣民如果有任何的不快乐，他都可以向主 Rama 抱怨。
But nobody would come. Everybody was so happy.
但是没有一个人去抱怨，因为每一个人都很快乐。
As I said, one time a dog came to complain.
据说有一次一条狗来了。The
dog had been hit by a Brahmana.
这个狗被一个 Brahmana 所憎恨。The
Brahmana had been begging and he couldn't get anything. He got angry and he hit the dog.
这个婆罗门在乞讨的时候没有得到任何的食物，所以这个狗被这个 Brahmana 所 hate 所憎恨。Yeah.
So the dog came to Lord Rama to complain about the Brahmana.
所以这个狗来到 Ramachandra 这里来抱怨这个 Brahmana.
Lord Ramachandra properly punished him according to the law of karma.
主 Ramachandra 根据当时的这个法则给予了惩罚。
Yeah, it is said that Brahmana was cursed by Lord Ram. Punishment was he was to be in charge of the ashram.
这个婆罗门被主 Rama 诅咒，这个诅咒是他要管理一个 ashram.
And so people were listening. They were surprised. They thought, "Is that a punishment?"
所以当时的人们感觉到非常吃惊，这是一个惩罚吗？
But then the dog spoke, and the dog said, "Yes, that's a punishment."
然后那条狗就开始说话了。这个狗说：“是的，这就是一个惩罚。”
And the dog said, "In my past life, I was also in charge of a ashram."
这个狗说：“在我的上一世，我也是管理着一个修院 ashram."
To be in charge of the ashram, you're looking after many people. Sometimes you get very angry with them, and you say things to them.
因为管理一些人，你就要看着这些人，有些时候也会对这些人说一些话。
And you may say, you may not speak very nicely to them.
或许你在管理他们，跟他们说话的时候，会说一些很不好听的话。
So when you don't speak nicely to people, then you get reactions for that.
因此，当你说的很不好听的时候， 对一些人说的很不好听的时候，有可能你会得到这样的一种业报的反应。There
are three situations which are very difficult in the material world. Three
在物质世界有三种处境是非常难的。One
is to be in charge of the ashram, looking after many people.
一种处境是管理一个修院，看着很多人。
Another difficult thing is to be looking after the cows.
第二件事情是管理一堆的奶牛。
If you have to take care of cows, if you don't take care of them nicely, then you'll get very heavy karma for not looking after them properly.
如果你照顾这些奶牛照顾的不太好的话，你也会承担一些业报的。
Because cows are also our mother, one of the mother seven mothers which we have.
因为奶牛也是我们的七个母亲之一。
They have to be looked after nicely.
我们应该很好的照顾他们。
And then the third thing is deities. If we have deities and don't take care of them properly, then we'll also get heavy reaction for that.
第三件不好的难以想难很难的处境是神像。如果我们不能很好的照顾神像的话，我们也会有一些反应。
So when Lord Ramachandra put that Brahmana to be in charge of the ashram as a punishment,The dog said, yeah, that's a good punishment.
所以当 Ramachandra 对这个婆罗门做出的惩罚是让他管理一个修院的时候，这个狗也同意了，他认为这确实就是一个惩罚。
Because when he becomes in charge, this Brahmin has got a quick temper, he gets angry very easily, he's going to get angry many times.
因为当这个婆罗门开始去管理一个修院的时候，他的脾气会非常容易暴躁，也会很容易生气。
So he's going to get reactions for all of his anger.
所以他会因为他的愤怒而得到各种各样的报应。
So Lord Rama was a very good king. He was a very good administrator. He kept everybody happy.
主拉玛是一个非常好的国王，他保证每一个人都处在开心的状态之中。
And so did this Maharaj Gaya, the one we're hearing about today. He was also like that. He was very good.
我们今天聆听到的这个 Gaya 国王也是非常好的一位国王。
And he tried to take care of the people to give them good facilities.
他保护这些臣民，而且给予他们很好的设施，给予他们提供很好的设施。
We see the governments, many governments today, they don't improve the citizens' condition.
我们看到今天有一些很多的国王，他并不在意提升人们的生活的状态。
They don't think about their.Religious situation, the religious atmosphere. They don't encourage religion. Many governments.
很多政府他并不关心这些臣民的宗教的这种状态，不关心他们的宗教生活。
And they don't encourage any. They don't give a lot of interest about cultural activities.
他们也 they not supply cultural activities.
Yeah, they don't encourage.
他们也不鼓励他们做一些文化的活动。
And even politics, they don't encourage people.
还有一些政治家也不鼓励人们做这些活动。
So the governments today.They should learn from the governments in the past.
所以当今的这些国王应该从先前的这些国王那里面去学习。
So Maharaj Gaya, he was very intelligent and studied all the Vedic literature.
Gaya 国王非常的有智慧，他学习了所有的伟达经典。
And he had all kinds of opulence as well.
他也有各种各样的财富和富裕。
He was a leader, and at the same time, he was a servant.
他既是一位领袖，同时他也是一位仆人。
He served the devotees.
他服务奉献者。
So nobody could equal him in the performance of his.Religious ceremony in the performance of ritualistic ceremonies.
在谈到举行大型的仪式典礼上，没有人可以与他相提并论。
he got the blessings of Daksha's, some of Daksha's daughters.
他得到 Daksha 的一些女儿的祝福。
Of course, we know Daksha. Daksha was, is one of the progenitors, one of the sons of Brahma, whose job is to help Brahma to procreate, fill up the universe with living entities.
Daksha 是我们了解的一位祖先，他是主 Brahma 派下来到地这个星球上繁衍后代的。
So Daksha is very expert in producing offspring.
Daksha 他非常精通于 offspring
children.
哦，非常擅长给予孩子。
It said he had, first of all, he had 10,000 sons.
他有一万个儿子。
And he sent them to do austerities before they got married.
他让他们先去从事苦行，然后再去结婚。
But Narada Muni saw them doing austerities and he thought, why should they get married? They're such nice young men.
当拿尔达穆尼看到他的这些儿子的时候，他就说，为什么这些年轻的非常好的男孩子要去结婚呢？
So Narada Muni preached to them, and he convinced them no point to go home.
所以 Narada Muni 就跟他们说，然后说服了他们，最后让这些人没有一个人回到了家里。
Daksha was very upset. One 10,000 sons had gone, renounced the world.
Daksha 因此而非常的悲伤，一万个儿子全部弃绝了。
So then he had another 1,000 sons.
然后他又有一万个儿子，又生了一万个儿子。
And they went to do austerities before their marriage, and the same thing happened. They met Narada Muni.
在他们结婚之前，他们又做了同样的事情，去苦行，然后也发生了同样的事情，他们又遇到了 Narada Muni.
And Narada Muni said to them, You know, your older brothers, you know, they're doing very well. They renounced the world. They didn't go home. You should follow the example of your older brothers.
Narada Muni 就劝说他们，你们的这些哥哥，你们的长兄们都做得非常好。他们在做了苦行之后，马上又放弃了这个世界。你们应该追随你们先前的这些兄长的榜样。
So they all didn't go home. Narada Muni got more followers.
所以这一万个儿子又没有回到家里， Narada Muni 也因此增加了更多的追随者。
So when Daksha heard that the second group of sons are also not coming home, he was really upset.
当 Daksha 听到他的第二批孩子又没有回家的时候，他非常的悲伤，非常的失望。
So he cursed Narada Muni that he would never be able to stay in any one place.
所以他诅咒了 Narada Muni， 你不可能在一个地方长期待着。
So Narada Muni thought this is very good for me. I don't want to stay one place too long.
Narada Muni 认为这是一个很好的祝福对于我来说，我也不想在一个地方待很长的时间。
So Narada Muni got cursed by the grace of Daksha, and then Daksha decided producing sons is too risky. Narada Muni comes and takes them, gets them to go with him.
Daksha 看到 Narada Muni 这么做了之后，他觉得他如果再生这些儿子的话，是一个很冒险的行为，因为他一生就有可能又被 Narada Muni 给带走了。
So he thought, why should I have sons? Let's have some daughters instead of sons, so it'll be safer.
Daksha 就认为，为什么我要生那么多的儿子呢？现在让我来生一些女儿，这样会比较安全一点。
Yeah, Narada Muni is not going to take them away.
这样 Narada Muni 就不会把他们带走了。
So these daughters of Daksha, they're very powerful ladies, and they gave blessings to Maharaj Gaya.
Daksha 的这些女儿非常的有力量，她给予了 Gaya 国王以祝福和庇护祝福给了他们祝福。
They're very chaste and they're very honest. Very important qualities for women to be chaste and honest.
他们既贞洁又非常诚实。贞洁和诚实是一个女性非常重要的两项品质。
So they were very happy with Maharaj Gaya, and they bathed him with very special water.
他们对 Gaya 国王非常的满意，然后呢，用圣水给 Gaya 王沐浴。
Then the planet Earth came in the form of a cow. Mother Bhumi takes the form of a cow.
地球的人格化身 Bhumi 以一头母牛的身份前来。
And she delivered, just like she was seeing a calf, she began to deliver milk to bathe Maharaj Gaya.
就像一个母牛看到它的小牛犊的时候，它就会产奶。当它见到 Maharaj Gaya 王的时候，它也奶水给 Gaya 国王沐浴。
So this shows us how Maharaj Gaya.To get all the benefit from the earth.
这展示了 Gaya 国王他从这个地球上得到了所有的益处。
Mother Bhumi is the presiding deity of the earth.
Bhumi 母亲
the presiding deity of the earth.
布米是
这个星球的人格神。
布米母亲是这个地球的人格化身。
人格化身。And so this way Maharaj Prithu could satisfy all the citizens. He could give them everything they wanted.
所以 Maharaj Gaya 王他能给予每一个人他们所想要的任何东西。
But he didn't want anything himself. He didn't have any desire.
但是他却个人却没有任何的欲望。
So actually Lord Narayan, he has two consorts in Vaikuntha.
主 Narayana 在 Vaikuntha 有两位秘书。
He has Rama Devi, who is the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi.
一个是 Lakshmi, Rama Devi. 事实上她是 Lakshmi, 幸运女神。
And then there's also Bhu Devi, who is the personification of the deity of this planet, Mother Bhumi.
另外一个是 Bhumi Devi, 实际上她是地球的人格化身。
Maybe I'm wrong about that. That's wrong. Anyway, okay. Bhu Devi is there. Bhu Devi, it's not the same thing. But we can see that when Mother Bhumi takes the form of a cow, that the cows are very important to this planet.
我们看到 Bhumi 妈妈她在这个地球上展现为一头乳牛，我们应该了解到乳牛对于这个地球来说是非常重要的。
This planet actually belongs to the cows.
这个星球事实上应该属于奶牛的。
And we are here, our duty is to take care of the cows.
而我们在这个地球上的职责应该照顾奶牛。
Prabhupada writes, he said, every householder should have a dozen cows.
Prabhupada 写信说，每一个居士应该有一头奶牛。
有十二个奶牛。
有哦，每 every 哦
dozen, 每 twelve.
OK, 每一个居士应该有十二头奶牛。
It's a lot of work, isn't it? Take care of time. But when Krishna killed Putana, then Mother Yashoda bathed Krishna in cow urine.
当 Krishna 杀死了 Putana 的时候，亚舍达妈妈给 Krishna 用牛尿沐浴。
She wants to protect Krishna from any inauspiciousness, from any danger.
她想以此保护 Krishna 免于这些危险。
So she bathed him in cow urine, and she covered his body with cow dung, and then she chanted all Vishnu mantras.
她用这个牛尿给 Krishna 沐浴完之后，然后用牛粪给 Krishna 涂满了身上，最后唱了 Vishnu 的 mantra.
And she got the dust which was there from the cow hooves. She took all the dust and used that.To put over Krishna.
他还用这个牛扬起的这个地上的灰尘来给 Krishna 涂在身上。
She had great faith in these two things, the cows and the holy name.
亚修的妈妈对这两件事情非常有信心，一个是奶牛，另一个是圣名。
So.Just like a cow gives milk, in the presence of Maharaj Gaya, the earth also gives everything.
就像奶牛会产奶，这个 Maharaj Gaya 从这个奶牛那里也得到了一切。
And because Maharaj Gaya was bathed by the daughters of Daksha, so he got their blessings.So that's very important to get the blessings of important people.
因为 Maharaj Gaya 从 Daksha 的女儿那里得到了祝福，因此他得到了一切。重要的是，我们应该得到一些重要人物的祝福，这是很重要的。
We always, before you, we do, try to do anything, we need to get the blessings of the authorities.
在我们做一些事情的时候，我们努力想得到一些权威的庇护和祝福。
Just like Krishnadas Kaviraj, before he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he got all blessings from the devotees and he went to all the deities and got blessings.
就像 Krishnadas Kaviraj 在 Maharaj 在写这个永恒的 Chaitanya 经的时候，他向所有的奉献者以及所有的神像那里得到了祝福。
He went to see Radha Madan Mohan, and Madan Mohan offered the garland for him.
他去 Madan Mohan 神像那里 ，Madan Mohan 给予了他一串花环。
And the same way, Baladeva Bhutan.Was to write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
同样的 ，Baladev Vidyabhushan 他写韦达经的评注。
So he went to Govindaji and got the blessing.
他去 Govindaji 神像那里也得到了祝福。
And Govinda spoke to him the commentary.
Govinda 告诉了他这个要评注。
But if you don't get the blessings, then you get difficulty.
如果你没有得到祝福的话，是很难，你会困难重重。
Just like one time, the king of Jagannath Puri was to marry the daughter of a king from South India.
就像Jagannath Puri 国王，他想把女儿嫁到南印度。
No, he was to get married to the daughter of a king from South India.
Oh, 他准备和南印度的一个女孩子成婚，国王的女儿成婚。
But when the South India king heard that the king of Puri would sweep the chariot for Lord Jagannath, he thought, I don't want my daughter to marry a sweeper.
Sorry, sweeper.
A sweeper means Saudi 的人。
啊。
Right. 当 He has to sweep the chariot, right?
Yes, yes. 当这个南印度的国王听说到这事的时候，他就说，我不想把我的女儿嫁给一个扫地的人，因为这个加格纳布瑞的国王，他要做 Radha Yatra 的时候，他会给加格纳的扫地。
So this was an insult to the king of Puri.
实际上，这是对普瑞国王的一个指责。
So he came with his army to fight that other king in South India.
所以他们就用他们的军队就开始打仗了。
But the king of Puri got defeated.
但是普瑞国王的这个军队打败了。
So he was surprised how he could get defeated by this other king. Then he remembered. Then you remember he didn't go to see Lord Jagannath.
他非常惊讶于自己的军队怎么可能会被南印度的这个给打败了呢？然后他才意识到他并没有去看主 Jagannath.
He didn't go to Jagannath to get blessings, therefore he got defeated.
他并没有从加格纳的主加格纳的得到祝福，所以他被击败了。
So he went to see Lord Jagannath and he apologized to Lord Jagannath and he begged Lord Jagannath, please forgive me and please empower me, let me go again, fight again.
因此他到主加格纳那里去祈求他的原谅，让他再一次作战。
So Lord Jagannath said, yeah, and said, I'm also coming and Balaram will also come, we'll both come with you, get the army together and we'll go with you.We'll go ahead.
主加格纳就说，好的，我这一次陪你去，主巴拉拉姆也会陪着去，我们会一起去。
So the king was happy and he went to the battle and he saw there was one very dark colored and one very white person. They were both riding horses in front of them and they understood Krishna and Balaram were coming with them.
这个时候 King 这个国王就非常的开心，他看到天空是乌云的一片，然后还看到了白色的一个人，他们一个黑色的一个白色的，他们都骑着马跟他在一起。这个时候他意识到了主 Krishna 和 Balaram 跟他在一起。
So this time the king of Puri won.
这一次这个 Puri 的国王赢了。
And he took that princess, he took her as a prisoner.
他抓了这个国王，然后把他放到监狱里面去。
No, not the Gowang the 女儿。
哦，他抓了国王的女儿，把她放到监狱里面去。
Yeah, the princess.
Princess, okay.
And he also took the deity of, he brought the deity of Ganesh from there.
他还从那里得到了一个deity。神像，这个神像是 Ganesh 的神像。
And he brought that deity of Ganesh to Puri, and he put Lord Ganesh there as the servant of Lord Jagannath.
他把这个 Ganesh 的神像带到了 Puri, 作为主加格纳的仆人。
And they brought the girl, and they brought the girl back to Puri, and then the king said to his minister, he said, get this girl married to some sweeper.
然后他把这个国王的女儿给带回加格纳的普瑞的时候，他就发下一道命令说，让这个女孩子跟一个扫地的人结婚。
So it happened when the Ratha Yatra took place, the king was sweeping, and that time the minister came with the girl and said, she is the right person. You are the right person to marry her.
当这个弹车节开始的时候，这个国王又在扫地，于是呢，从中间的这个大臣就说，他就是你合适的人选，也就是说他确实要跟一个扫地的国王结婚了。
So very important to always get the blessings from the authorities.
因此从一位权威那里得到祝福总是很重要的一件事情。
Before Prabhupada went to America, he also went to Shantipur to get blessings.
当圣帕帕德去美国之前，他也去到了山体铺那里得到祝福。
Okay, so Maharaj Gaya, he had no desire for sense gratification.
Gaya 国王对于感官享乐没有任何的愿望。
Everything he wanted was given to him by the grace of God.
所有给他的一切都是主的仁慈。
And he had performed Vedic rituals.And so everything was in abundance. There was no scarcity.
所有的一切都是，都是遵照伟达的这个原则。
The Maharaj guy sometimes he had to fight other kings.
有些时候 ，Maharaj Gaya 他不得不和一些国王作战。
But he would always fight according to the religious principles.
但是他作战也是根据伟达的经典。
So the other kings were very satisfied with his fighting.
所以其他的国王对于他的作战也感到很满意。
And they would make some presents, they would give gifts to him to satisfy him.
为了让他满意，这些国王还会献给他各种各样的礼物。
And the brahmanas in his kingdom were also satisfied with him.
本国的这些婆罗门对于 Maharaj Gaya 王也非常的满意。
Maharaj Gaya would give charity to the brahmanas.
Maharaj Gaya 给这些婆罗门很多的布施。
And because he gave charity to the brahmans would give part of their pious activities to the king.
因为嘎亚国王给予了他们布施，所以这些婆罗门也会把自己的虔诚活动分给嘎亚国王。
They would give one sixth of their pious activity to Maharaj Gaya.
他们会分享虔诚活动六分之一的这个功德给予嘎亚国王。
That would be for his benefit in the next life.
这对于他下一生来说是非常有益的。
So because he was a Kshatriya, sometimes he had to fight. He can't avoid that.
因为他是一个刹帝利，所以他不得不作战，他不可避免这些事情。
But he was always fight according to the scriptures.
但是他总是根据经典而作战。
We see in the battle of Kurukshetra, in the beginning they were fighting according to scripture.
我们看到 Kurukshetra 在开始的时候也是根据经典。
But then when they killed Abhimanyu, they didn't fight according to religious principles.
但是当他们杀了阿比曼纽的时候，这不是根据经典了。
Abhimanyu was the son of Arjuna. He was a young man. He was a teenager. He was fighting in the battle.
阿比曼纽是阿尔朱纳的一个儿子，他非常年轻。年轻的时候他在战场上死了。
And when he was fighting, what happened? The army of Duryodhana, they made a special formation, a wheel. And Abhimanyu, he knew how to get inside the wheel.
当阿比曼纽在作战的时候，杜尤丹他们有一个特别的武器，一个轮还是一个井。只有阿比曼纽他知道怎么去解决这个。
Yeah, it wasn't Bush Uchi, it's a 一种方法，打仗的方法。
一种打仗的方法。
Yeah, and it's like a wheel.
像一个井一样。
All the soldiers, they're like a wheel, and it's very difficult for anybody to break through the line of soldiers.
所有的战士们排兵布阵像井字形，然后呢，这个排。
Abhimanyu he knew how to get in.
所有的这个战士排成井字形，但是呢，周围的部队进不去，只有阿比曼纽知道怎么进入到这个部队之中。
So he knew how to get in, but he didn't know how to get out.
他知道怎么进去，但是他不知道怎么出来了。
So he got surrounded by many great Maharati soldiers.
因此他被很多伟大的这些战士给围了起来。
Karna, Drona, Bhishma, many great soldiers, they were all around him.
很多伟大的战士都围住他 ,Karna, Bhishma, 等等 ,Drona, 都围住了他。
He was alone, he was only one.
但是他一个人他只有一个人很在那里。
So they cut him down, they killed him.
因此他杀了这些伟大的战士杀了这个阿比曼纽。
So that was not according to religious principle.
这个不符合伟大的原则。
So later on, when Arjuna was fighting with Karna, then Karna got in trouble. His chariot got stuck.
后来当阿尔朱纳和卡尔纳作战的时候，卡尔纳他当时也遇到了麻烦，他的车，他的战车沉下去了。
So Karna was complaining to Arjuna that this is not fair. We should fight equally.
所以Karna跟Arjuna说，你不要害怕，我们应该平等的作战。
But Krishna said to Arjuna, "It's okay, just kill him."
所以Krishna 跟Arjuna说，不要害怕，直接杀掉他。
He said there was no mercy with Abhimanyu. There should be no mercy now.
因为他们当时并没有对阿比曼纽有仁慈，所以你现在也不要仁慈了。
Shanyo, Shanbao, Eyo, Ebao, right?
对，善有善报，恶有恶报。
Are we saying we would say tit for tat? You get the reaction as you do. As you sow, so shall you reap. So, shanyo shanbao, eyo erbao. So, because they've done sinful things, they got sinful reaction.
因此，他们做了一些很罪恶的事情，到现在有一些罪恶的反应就来了。
So, in this way, they were fighting now. They didn't worry about religious principles.
所以他们现在就开始作战。而并没有担心宗教原则。
So the Brahmanas would do very great jobs, and the king would give them charity.
婆罗门做伟大的仪式，国王给予他们布施。
And then the Brahmanas would give 1/6 of their pious activities to the king.
这些婆罗门会给予他们虔诚活动的六分之一的功德给予国王。
And then Maharaj Gaya also gave to the other kings. He would satisfy them by his fighting, and they would be happy.
Maharaj Gaya 对于其他的国王也非常的满意。对于这个作战，他也给了一些给其他的国王。
And with the Vaishyas, The king would give them encouraging words. He'd be kind to them, speak nice to them, and encourage them.
Maharaj Gaya 对于这些歪商、经商的这些商人阶层也非常良言善语，也非常鼓舞他们。
And for the Sudras, Maharaj Gaya would make sure that they got good prasadam, nice food, and he would give also some charity.
对于书者马哈拉吉要确保他们总是有充足的食物和布施。
Right, for the sudras, they need good food, they need clothing, they need shelter, they need the basic things.
对于书者他们总是需要食物，需要衣服，需要庇护等等这些基本的事情。
So the king would provide all these things and they would be happy with him.
所以国王总如果能提供这些的话，书者对于国王也感到很满意。
So Maharaj Gaya was, he would perform sacrifice for the benefit of the kingdom.
Maharaj Gaya 王他做了很多的祭祀，为了保护这个国家。为了这个国家的利益。
And the result was sometimes he would get somaras.
他有时候会得到 somaras 月禄。
That somaras was it would bring King Indra would come down and he would want to drink that somaras and become intoxicated.
这个天帝 Indra 对于 somaras 月禄非常的着迷。他经常来这里喝这个 somaras.
Even Lord Vishnu would come to drink he would accept the somaras. He would come in the form of a sacrifice.
即便是主威士努也会亲临这个祭祀的现场，他也喝 somaras.
Yeah, Lord Vishnu, he is an enjoyer of the sacrifice. Whatever is offered in the yagya, when we offer the ghee, the oblations, that goes to Lord Vishnu.
因为主威士禄他接受这个祭祀的一切的供奉，无论他们供奉什么，他都会接受。
So we see Maharaj Gaya, he satisfied all the demigods, including Indra.
我们看到 Maharaj Gaya 王取悦了所有的半神人，包括天帝 Indra。
And of Lord Vishnu is also satisfied with him.
主威士禄也感觉到非常的满意，被他取悦。
And he got blessings from the demigods and from Lord Vishnu also. They gave the blessings to Maharaj Gaya.
他得到主威士禄的庇护和祝福，他得到主威士禄的祝福和半神人们的祝福。
But Maharaj Gaya, he didn't care for the, he didn't need their blessings.
但是 Maharaj Gaya 王他并不需要这些，他也没有很在意这个祝福。
When Lord Vishnu is pleased, then all the demigods, everybody else is pleased.
当主威士禄满意的时候，所有的半神人也会满意。
Yeah, Lord, the Supreme Lord is the super soul in everyone's heart, so he was pleased.
至尊主威士禄是处在每一个人心中的超灵，他满意了。
But when Maharaj Gaya would perform sacrifice, the Lord would come there and tell. He would personally come and say, "I am fully satisfied. I am very pleased."
当伽亚国王举行这个祭祀的时候，至尊主威士禄亲自来到他的这个现场，说：“我满意了。”
So simply by satisfying the Supreme Lord, everyone is satisfied.
仅仅只是取悦和满意至尊主，所有的一切生物都会满意。
Just like you pour water on the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished.
就像我们给树根浇水，枝干叶花都会得到滋养。
Of course, the Lord.Supreme Lord, He is self-satisfied. He's Atmarama. He satisfies Himself.
虽然主威士禄他本身就是自我满足的，他被称为 Atmarama.
But He's so pleased with Maharaj Gaya that He comes and tells everyone, "I am fully satisfied."
但是他还是亲临这个戏场，他亲自跟 Maharaj Gaya 说。我十分的满足。
This is the greatness of King Gaya.
这是非常伟大的仁慈对于国王 Gaya 来说。
Okay, we will stop here. Next time we can go on to chapter 16. We're going to hear about Jambudvip.
好，我们今天讲到这儿，下一次我们会讲江布对普的描述，十六章。
Okay.Are there any questions?
现在有一些问题吗？
No questions?
目前我还没有看到过呢。
Hare Krishna, good day. 这样。
Hare Krishna.
就是我们沈阳的那个赵丹马达基，他有一个问题，我们
什么马达基？
赵丹马达基。
小丹。
赵丹。对。
赵丹。
啊。
赵丹。
对。
嗯。
他就是前几天去学了那个，他不是学中医的吗？然后前几天他又去学了一个课程，然后他现在有一些问题比较困，就有点困扰，所以他想问一下，他说：“请问咕噜，如何做才是适合自己的服务呢？是按照自己的本性特长去学习，继续深造中医的技术，然后做服务呢？还是直接把这感官全部直接做妨碍服务更好呢？因为他学这个中医需要花费很多的这个时间和精力，所以做服务可能就感觉有点冲突和力不从心。
嗯嗯 ，So she wants to know, should she study the Chinese medicine? 她需要多长时间学习中医？
他就是原来一直就是已经学了，但是前几天他又去参加了一个三天的课程，但是就是他要是想把这个学的中医想用起来，或者是想要用这个工作，他就会还会花一些时间需要把这些精力专注到这个中医的这个事情上，但是他现在更多的时间是在做萨达纳休息的一些服务啊什么的，所以他现在他不知道是不是还要继续搞这个中医这一部分的这个内容，因为他一直也没有其他工作嘛。
Well, it's up to her. If she wants to put her all her time into that Chinese medicine thing, you know, but of course it'sDefinitely good for her if she can just do full-time sadhana. If she's able to just concentrate on her sadhana and kind of part-time, sometimes, you know, take an interest in Chinese medicine, that's much better.
就是说这个取决于她，如果她能够全心全意地做很好的 sadhana 规范休息的话，这当然是很好的。然后利用一些业余的时间学习这个中医，这个当然是很好的，但是还是取决于他。
She doesn't need to do this Chinese medicine to maintain herself. She's not doing it for any income.
Good day. Masati Manaji 说他说他没有收入，好像是要用这个来获得一些收入的。
哦，真的。
是吗，萨提马德吉？
对，他现在暂时没有工作，但是他生活上还可以，就是没有收入，但是能维系生活。他是想把这个中医是不是需要通过这种方式去做就是履行自己的职责嘛，物质职责需不需要？
She's very confused whether.
She will have to decide that for herself. It will, you know, this is a very personal thing. You know, I don't know her financial condition and her financial responsibilities. Yeah.
她需要自己做一个最后的决定，因为咕噜不知道她的这个经济状况的实际情况，所以她需要自己做一个最后的决定。
Of course, she has two sons there, so they're still studying, they're still young.
她还有两个儿子，而且非常年轻，还在学习。
So, I don't know how much she needs to be thinking about generating a new income for herself.
我不知道她通常情况下每需要花多少钱。就是平时对于或者有多少的收入，
暂时看他的生活是可以维系的，就是他不工作，他的生活是可以维系的。
Okay, then if she can maintain herself without going fully into, because taking up the Chinese medicine, it will take time to develop. Will take, you know, it's not going to happen very quickly for her.So I think she doesn't need to put too much energy into it right away.
and just let it develop gradually.
因为对于学中医来讲，它可能需要花很长的时间，它不会立竿见影的就会出一个结果，这是需要时间的。因此我的想法是，如果能用业余的时间去做这个，让它自然而然的随着时间不断的成长是更好的。如果他有钱能够维系自己的生活，刚刚描述的这个生活的话，那么这样的一种用业余的时间来做这个中医的学习中医的事情是比较好的，不要花太全部的精力去学这个。
This is a very personal thing. I think I really need to speak to her more on her own.
这是一个很个人私人的问题，或者我可以跟她单独的谈一谈。
But I think also Sati can speak to her rather than me, because Sati will understand the situation better than me.
或许我认为 Sati Mataji 也可以很好，因为 Sati Mataji 比我更了解她。
Sati also understands better the situation there in China more than me.
Sati 也比我更了解中国的实际情况。
Yes, is there another question?
Yes. Hare Krishna, 顶拜孤的莲花组，请问孤乳，今年的四月苦行到底应该戒食牛奶到什么时候？About the Chatu Marsha, fast milk, how long?
The milk fast goes to the end of the third month of Chatu Marsha. I think it goes up to the end of October.
我想应该是十月底。Gurudev, I get a message because of Purushottama.Fasting milk, we are double times, so double 2 months.
Well, fasting milk is for 2 months, not for 1 month.
Because this year, Purushottama month.
Well, there's no rule that you have to fast during the Purushottama month. That is not a rule.
Oh, okay. 就是在这个 Purushottama, 越戒食的话没有特定的规则。
对，就是我们这个戒食四月苦行是戒食牛奶，这个月是到十月底十月三十一号吧。然后普鲁苏他们月是十六号普鲁苏他们月结束，然后之后才开始戒食牛奶，到十月三十一号好像是。
对，我也觉得这样。
就一直戒食到十月三十一号戒食牛奶就结束是吗？
对，但是普鲁苏他们月这一个月之中间是不需要戒食牛奶的，前段时间我问过古鲁，他告诉我就是普鲁苏他们月这一个月是不需要戒食牛奶的，然后过了普鲁苏他们月十月十六号之后，然后再开始戒食牛奶，到十月底。
OK。OK， 好，好，好，谢谢。Next question, good day.
Yeah.
Next question from Swaradevidasi.顶拜老师，额外的收入是指什么收入？额外的，the extra income. What is the extra income mean?
Extra income. Where is this?
Yes.
Where is this taken from? Where's the reference from?
What is the meaning of the extra income?
But.Where is it mentioned about extra income?
这个额外的收入是在哪里提到的？是指哪里的额外的收入？大家听吗？大家听。
我也不知道他说的这是和我的收入是指什么。工资之外的
extra income. It could mean after you've met all your basic expenses, all your living expenses, whatever's left over, if you have anything left over above your basic expenses.
就是说，如果你平常的这些基本的所需花掉的钱花完了之后，还有很多的这个收入的话，这个属于额外的收入。Next question.
Yes.
Next question from Hanivamsa Prabhu. 有一次听孤儒回答 Krishna Balaram Prabhu 说，培养对 Krishna 爱的热情，甚至有种看 Krishna 的照片和立体神像的激动，就像情侣渴望看到另一半一样，怎么去培养？One time I listened to Guru Maharaj's response to Krishna Balaram Prabhu said, cultivate the love to Krishna. This enthusiasm is a kind of, when we see the Krishna's picture or deities,We feel a lot of enthusiasm. It also seems like a couple see his heart. So how to cultivate this enthusiasm to cultivate this enthusiasm?
What enthusiasm? I don't understand.What you
love Krishna.
Enthusiasm to love Krishna.
Yes.
Well, we have to cultivate enthusiasm by simply by being enthusiastic. Sometimes Prabhupada says, you do everything with enthusiasm, that's a big help.
我们通过本身具有热情的爱 Krishna 有热情而培养这种对 Krishna 爱的热情。有圣帕帕的有时候就是这么回答的，我们通过热情而变得对我们的这个行为有帮助。
When the devotees first came from America to England, they came with shaved heads and sika.
当美国的这些奉献者第一次到英国的时候，他们把头发去掉了，也留着一个西卡。
And this was 1969, that people all had long hair.
这是1969年，当时人们都是长发。
And there are the devotees with the shaved head with sika.
但是奉献者把头发剃了，然后留一撮西卡。
So people were very surprised when they saw them.
所以当时人们看到奉献者之后非常的惊讶。
But devotees were so enthusiastic, they just overwhelmed people.
但是奉献者非常的这种热情感动了当时的人们。
So the enthusiasm,which we show, which, by which we do things, that is very, has a very powerful effect on the activity.
当我们做活做事情展示的这种热情是对于我们如果做活动做一些奉爱服务的时候如果有热情展示这种热情是非常有力量的。
We need to have that enthusiasm the whole day.Waking up in the morning, we should be enthusiastic. Jump up in the morning, rush to the shower, take bath.
我们甚至可能一整天都可以保持这种热情，比如说早起、沐浴、念诵。
We would go out for Sankirtan with great enthusiasm.
我们也可以去外面齐颂圣名，怀着巨大的热情。
The Hare Krishna movement was successful in Srila Prabhupada's time because of the enthusiasm of the devotees.
圣帕帕德那个时候的 Hare Krishna 运动之所以成功，是因为奉献者们都怀有很大的热情。
Devotees would go all over the world. They go to remote countries with no money.
奉献者们被派到世界各地，但是没有钱，他们被派到世界各地。
But they would attract people because of their enthusiasm.
虽然他们没有钱，但是他们吸引世界各地的人，因为他们具有热情。
People could understand that these people have something very valuable.
人们通过这些人们可以感受到这些奉献者身上面一定有一些很有价值的东西。
If we appreciate Krishna consciousness, we will be very enthusiastic.
如果我们很感激、很欣赏 Krishna 知觉的话，我们也会变得很有热情。
If we are convinced that Krishna consciousness is very perfect message, perfect philosophy, we should be enthusiastic.
如果我们要想说服这个 Krishna 知觉是最完美的知识和哲学的话，我们也应该变得很有热情。
So, we have to have a lot of enthusiasm.
因此我们应该有很多的热情。
If we have that enthusiasm, it can really attract people, it can really bring about people, it can help to bring people to Krishna consciousness. Because people appreciate it, they see that, wow, this is something wonderful.
如果我们有这种热情的话，我们是真的能吸引很多的人进入到 Krishna 知觉的，人们会欣赏这种状态，他会觉得这太棒了。
So Prabhupada encouraged that enthusiasm. He wanted to see the devotees very enthusiastic.
圣帕帕德鼓励奉献者有热情，他希望奉献者有热情。
Rupa Goswami mentions it in Upadeshamrita Utsahan, the first one, the six items favorable for advancing the first one, enthusiasm.
Rupa Goswami 在教诲的甘露里面讲到六种有利于奉献服务的第一项品质就是热情。
You have to be enthusiastic.
你应该变得有热情。
So just do it with enthusiasm. That's what's required.
你就去做，变得有热情，这是需要的。
Any other question?
还有问题吗？好，也是来自于 Harivamsa Prabhu 的，渴望看到世俗的知心朋友、知心亲人、知心主仆、知心情侣容易理解，是不是我们要建立这五种关系中的一种？是不是把 Krishna 当成五种关系中的人来对待和交流？是人又超越人的交流方式吗？渴望见到世俗的知心朋友。Hope to see worldly close friend, close relative, close masters and servant, close lovers is easy to understand whether we want to establish one of the five relationships.And whether we should treat Krishna as a person in the five relationships, communicating with each other in a way of the communication that surpass people, right?
I don't understand the question, Prabhu, I'm sorry.
Gurudev. He wants to confirm whether we should see Krishna in these five relationships and communicate with Krishna in these five relationships.
Well, the main thing is to be a servant. The relationship is to be servant. Don't worry about these other relationships. Just concentrate on being a servant.
这个核心和要点是不要担心这五种关系，而是应该成为一个仆人，不要去想别的关系。
We're still neophyte devotees, we're not very advanced yet.
我们现在还是一个初级奉献者，并不很精进。
We're still trying to keep up sadhana, to do some nice sadhana, to chant 16 rounds and to strictly follow four principles.
我们现在还在规范修习，还在念16圈，还在遵守一些规范原则。
So we're not really very qualified to become a gopi or a cowherd boy or Krishna's father.
我们现在根本没有资格去变成一个gopi，牧牛姑娘。 Krishna的父亲或者一个牧牛童的身份或角色。
But we can become a servant, become a good servant.
但是我们可以变成一个好仆人。
And when we become a good servant, gradually, one day Krishna will reveal more to us of how we can serve him in some more intimate way.
当我们变成一个好的仆人的时候， 或者有一天 Krishna 就会亲自揭示他自己， 有一种另外的方式。
Yeah, we can become an intimate friend, or we can become an intimate like guardian, like a
或者我们就 以此我们有可能会成为 Krishna 一个亲密的朋友， 或者
But we have to concentrate on first this mood of being the servant, and gradually, after years of practice, then Krishna may reveal to us how we should serve him.
在开始的时候，我们应该专注于如何成为一个好的仆人，如此 Krishna 才会揭示他自己。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Jivaswarupahai Nitya Krishna Das. Our constitutional position is to be the servant of Krishna.
主柴特尼亚马哈巴布说，我们永恒的身份是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。Okay,
any other question?
目前没有看到。
对，暂时没有问题了。Okay,
so then we will just stop here today.
好，我们今天在这儿。哈日邦萨帕布。
他接着问世俗生活中的主仆关系是什么？
In ordinary life, what is the servant and the master? What is that relationship?
Well, in ordinary life, that is to render service as a devotee to see Krishna as the master, that we are his servant, and our duty is to satisfy Krishna in every way we can.
Sorry, Gurudev. In ordinary life, we see Krishna. Handiwamsa Prabhu asked, scheduler relation.
To get to that relationship, master and servant.
Yes.
By following the order of the spiritual master.
Oh. 世俗关系的这种主仆关系 体现在这个仆人遵守主人的训命。
Spiritual master gives us instruction about sadhana, morning program.
明心导师给予他的仆人是告诉他 sadhana 和早上的节目。
How many rounds we have to chant?
我们早上应该念多少圈?
Spiritual master tells us even what time we're supposed to wake up in the morning.
灵性导师也会告诉我们早上我们应该几点钟起床。
Spiritual master tells us what should be the activities we are doing in the morning before we go to work.
灵性导师也告诉我们在工作之前我们应该从事哪些活动。
Spiritual master tells us how we offer the food, what to offer to Krishna, what Krishna likes to eat.
明心导师告诉我们, 向 Krishna 供奉什么样的食物, Krishna 吃什么。
So when we serve the spiritual master, this way we're learning how to serve Krishna.
我们通过服务明心导师的这些, 然后 学到如何去服务Krishna。
We're learning to serve. By serving the spiritual master, we get training and service, and this qualifies us to go and serve Krishna.
通过服务灵性导师, 我们变得有资格, 然后再去服务Krishna。
Just like you're working in a palace, you know, there may be a king, but you're just a new man. You don't get to go and serve the king immediately.
就像你在一个宫殿里面, 你是一个新人, 你不可能是去直接的服务这个国王。
First to serve some less important man and get trained.
我们先服务一些次要的人物, 然后再去服务国王。
And when you're good, when you're trained up nicely, then they may let you serve the king.
在这些次要的这些人物的训练下，我们再慢慢的去才有资格去服务国王。
Just like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we were reading about Govinda. He was a disciple of Ishwara Puri.
就像在 永恒的柴塔尼亚经里面我们讲到了这个Govinda，他是伊什瓦普瑞的一个门徒。
So he was the servant of Ishwara Puri, and he was serving him up until Ishwara Puri left the body.
他是伊什瓦普瑞的一个贴身的仆人，直到伊什瓦普瑞离开躯体，他还在服务他。
And just before Ishwara Puri left the body, he told Govinda, you should go and serve Lord Chaitanya. After I leave the body, you can go to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
当伊什瓦普瑞离开躯体之前，他说，他对狗问他说，你现在可以去服务主柴塔尼亚。当我离开躯体之后，你去服务主柴塔尼亚。Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是至尊人格首神。
So Govinda had been serving Ishwara Puri, got trained up, and then he got to go and serve Lord Chaitanya.
Govinda 在 Ishwara Puri 那里得到训练之后, 然后再去服务主 Chaitanya.
So we get trained up, we serve the spiritual master, and then we become qualified to go and serve Krishna.
我们在灵性导师这里得到训练, 然后变得有资格才能去服务Krishna。
So you can serve the spiritual master. You don't need physical presence. You can serve the vani, the bapu, the vani. You can serve the instructions. You don't need to serve this bapu. If you get the chance, sometimes you can serve the bapu, but in the absence of the bapu, you can serve the vani.
所以你可以服务灵性导师。当你没有机会亲身的服务他的时候，你可以服务他的训示。有些时候或许有可能你也可以服务他的躯体。
OK。Is that clear? Hari Vamsa Chinchulama.
Hey, Shida, Shida. Good day. Ta Ching, Ta Shen Zoga, how the poor and how she shall, Raho, Zhe Shang Ho Jong Payang, poor and Sin Tai. Ta Shen Sin. Ah,
Shishi Hari Vamsa. Okay. Omeo Wenti.
是的，我们没有问题了。
好，我们今天到这，今天感谢萨提玛特基主持人，感谢斯图布里来给我们精彩的翻译，感谢所有的奉献者聆听，舍勒普巴提，
呀，感谢古鲁德，
感谢您的奖品，哈利克什，
哈利克什纳，
哈利克什纳，祝您晚安。
好，祝大家晚安。